I would like to invite the children in the church today to come forward for the children's homily, and the rest of you may be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's school going?
Good.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Okay, first question. Does anyone know what your strongest muscle is? What's your strongest muscle?
This bone?
That bone, the elbow. Actually, a bone, not a muscle, but yes, good guess. Yes?
Your leg bone?
Like your leg muscle? Yeah, that's a pretty good guess. Anyone else, strongest muscle? Okay, well, so we have the elbow bone. I'm gonna say bicep. That's near the elbow, leg muscle. Two excellent guesses. In today's Bible reading, from the letter of James, what does the Bible say is the strongest muscle, poetically speaking? What is the muscle they're talking about? James is talking about this morning. Does anyone remember? Your head muscle? A fine guess, but actually not your head muscle, but very close. Yeah, I'll give you credit for that. Why not? Because he's talking about the tongue, and the tongue's in your head. He's talking about the tongue. Now, why does James say that the tongue is such a strong muscle? Because it helps you talk. Yes. It helps you taste. It does those things. Yes. It's not because you can touch your nose with your tongue, which I can do. It's not because of that. It's because it helps you talk. Because it helps you say things. And James says in the Bible this morning that with the tongue, you can say really nice things to people or really mean things to people, right? You can say either one. Now, has anyone ever said something mean to anyone here? Has anyone ever had that experience? Yeah, sometimes someone said something mean to you, and you too. Yeah, it happens to probably all of us eventually. Why do you think they did that? Why did someone say something mean to you? You know, any guesses? Why would you say something mean to someone? Because they were angry? They're frustrated? Yeah. I'm sorry? Disappointed? Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're disappointed. Yes? People can be sad and angry at the same time. And sometimes people say mean things in those times. That's right. And sometimes, and this is too bad, but sometimes people say mean things to you to make themselves feel better. They shouldn't do that, but that's what they do. Now, in the gospel today, Jesus says, if anyone wants to become my follower, let them deny themselves and follow me. That's a little tricky right there, what he's saying. But he's saying, essentially, that you shouldn't just try to make yourself happy. You should try to make others happy. You shouldn't just look after your own needs and your own what you want. But what other people need, because Jesus tells us to look after others. And with what we say, we can make people feel good or make people feel bad, right? Okay. Now, we use our words and our actions to help others, to make other people feel better. Now, you can't really see it from where you're sitting, but we have a lot of stuff over there. Did anyone notice those bags when you came into church? A lot of bags there. Don't fall down. I don't want you sort of causing you to fall down.
I noticed it just when I was walking up.
You notice it when you're walking up. Good observation. So those are from the people here in this church, maybe some of you guys too, but the people here in this church over the last month have brought in school supplies for kids here in Providence that might not get them, because school supplies can be expensive. So people here were following Jesus saying, we're going to care for others as much as we care for ourselves, and we're going to bring in these school supplies to help kids who need them. So today, those are going to those kids. So I have an idea. I'm going to take you guys on a field trip. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, field trip. But it's just field trip over there. So you don't need permission slips. So I know you were hoping for the zoo or something. Yeah, that would have been more fun. Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's all go over, and keeping in mind what Jesus said about following him and caring for others, and with what you say and what you do, let's go over and say a blessing over those gifts, okay? All right. Leader of the pack here. You brought some school supplies? Great. Now, I'm going to invite everyone to kind of gather around here, and if you can, a couple of you can maybe step up here. Put your hand on one of these bags or boxes, okay? And I'm going to say a prayer that we can all say together in our hearts. And you guys can all pray this too at the same time. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that these school supplies collected here today would be a help and a blessing to those children who will receive them. And we pray for all of those kids. Bless their learning in school and their lives at home with friends and family. And we give you thanks for the blessings of our own schools and teachers too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. You can all go back to your seats.